After 2 years, trendwatcher Tom Palmaert returns to our studio. He shares the latest trends among youngsters with us and tells us how you can use these trends for your events. Hi Tom, welcome back to our studio.
Hello Kevin.
It's been about 2 years, I think, now.
Yeah.
You predicted back then some trends. Mm-hmm. Did they come true?
I think most of them. Yeah. No, but we, 2 years ago, we were talking about raw design.
Yeah, that's correct.
Not only slick design, but it can be tougher and rougher. And I think that wood and all those wooden palettes, we've seen them now already. Yeah. Enough. So it's time to stop. go to the next phase. And then the need for experience, but also the need for silence and the need for the positive vibe at events through colors. And I think that a lot of event organizers and exposition did that.
They all watched our show and
probably you are so popular, not only in Belgium, worldwide. Yeah.
Now it's time to look back to the future again. What do you expect? What's coming now for us?
Well, of course, there are different possibilities, different scenarios, different futures. And what I always like to tell people is that you can choose your own future, but you still need to innovate, even if that future is not that technology driven. Mm-hmm. I think it's today really important for companies and for events to find their true values. And from that point of view, look towards the future and find your own path. And maybe your path is technology, but maybe your path is completely the opposite. It's shutting down everything. So it's where are you going to? I think that's a really interesting question to ask. But then if you ask me like what is really important, then there are a few topics. In the food, maybe first talk about food.
Okay, great.
It's we're Belgians. Okay. Mm-hmm. health and is important and will stay important. That doesn't mean it's only salad. There are other other healthy food. You even have gin today based on quinoa. So
sounds wrong. No.
You can waste yourself. You can still be healthy. So there are a lot of possibilities there. But what I would like to think about, and it's a bit of tricky idea. But we've been talking a lot about local, and local is important. But local
sustainable.
But it's not always sustainable. Mm-hmm. Local doesn't always mean that your product is sustainable, that your product is qualitative. So I think we can go through this. The idea of local is that we trust the food, that we have the idea that everything is okay. Mm-hmm. It's quality food, it's sustainable, and people who are working for this, they get equally paid for it. And that's our idea. But I think it can be a bit more adventurous in the next 5 years. Local is important, will stay important, but we can also get food from everywhere in the world as long as we know where it's coming from and that we trust the event, that they know that the place where it's been created, that everything is okay.
Yeah.
And I think that those are the traceability, trackability of our food and the knowledge that it's okay, then that's important. I think that's a good thing to know. And then food can be healthy and can be sustainable. Food can be sustainable even if it's coming from Africa. It is really. It can be more sustainable than the same food coming from Belgium.
Yeah.
So it's
about knowing the backstory.
It's knowing the backstory and also as an event organizer, really knowing where it's coming from. And I know that this is a big issue. It's difficult to know where it's coming from. It's really difficult to know that everything is right there. So this is a new thing that we have to think about and it can be adventurous. We can show the world to our audience and in be healthy at the same time and be sustainable and responsible.
But now we're talking about food. The last few years, we did see a lot of baristas, cocktail shakers, food trucks and all that stuff. Will we keep seeing them on events or?
Well, we love them, aren't we? And I love my cappuccino and the great cocktail. But if there's somehow a nostalgia around it that it used to be better, that's not true. In the past, it wasn't better. So I think craftsmanship is okay, but we have to think forward. And the beautiful thing is when a crafter today can work together with an innovator or some kind of a tech nerd to go beyond the knowledge of a crafter. A good example is alcohol, gin and tonic. Mm-hmm. A few years ago, we could give people a really great gin and tonic, but now everybody at home can do this.
Yeah.
What's the value at an event? What's the value of a really good barista when you talk about gin and tonic? And really a good example of a guy who appreciate a lot is Ran van Ongevallen. Ran is experimenting with Bacardi and Proof, a kitchen lab. And what they're doing is they are... it is through sound waves that they put sound waves inside rum, and they mimic the process of an aging process of 3 years
in barrels.
So they instead of waiting for 3 years, having your rum in a barrel, they just do it in 2 minutes and a half by injecting the rum with sound waves. It's a sound wave that we as adults, we can't hear. It appears that children can hear it. They get completely nuts about it.
But they can't drink, so.
They can't drink, so it's not. This is going beyond the craftsmanship. This is using innovation technology to get to a next level.
And it's also a story to bring.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And it stays an experiment, because what's going to happen when you do it 3 minutes? It's going to be 10-year age. No, it's fun. I like the combination. I don't like the opposite, going completely towards technology innovation. I think it is the combination between the human craftsmanship, the craftsmanship of a speaker and the craftsmanship of a barista, in combination with tech innovators and science. I call it craftific. It's craftsmanship and science coming together.
And will it always be bigger, greater, or can it also be less?
2 years ago, we already said like experience driven is really important, but also please know that people silence is new luxury. Give people the space and the time to chill and to listen to themselves, actually. And that's why I think that we will see bigger events, more bigger events, but bigger events with smaller spaces.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't know if you heard about the Fire Festival.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be the next level on luxury, on a remote location and so on. But it failed. It wasn't doable anymore.
You have different directions here, and big can be wonderful. You can give people a really sense of community feeling. The opposite, go smaller, give people time. It needs to be more expensive, but you can give people an enormous experience that they never felt before. One of the restaurants that I really want to love to go to is Ultraviolet in Shanghai. You can only, it's a restaurant for 10 people. That's it. 10 people. So pretty small.
Yeah.
One table, 10 people. Every dish has a completely other climate. The walls change, the ceiling changes, your table, the visuals change, the temperatures will change, the sound will change. You're in a completely, every dish, you're in a completely other environment and an extremely other experience. So those are ultra luxury, but very small, but going to a real next level of sensation, of the, again, craftific, of the craftsmanship, the chef, but together with neurosciences and tech and visual artists and creating together an enormous experience.
If you look at conferences, a lot of people sitting in a room in their chairs watching a show. It's been around here for decades.
It's true.
It's about time to change something about that format.
That's true. I can't sit still. I know it. Already. When I give a speech, I always say that, okay, people, you need to listen to me for the next 45 minutes. I can't sit still for more than 50 minutes. For me, it's not normal that they will sit down for 45 minutes. So I ask them to please stand up from time to time and turn around and move a bit. I think we really need to give this atmosphere, this vibe, to our audience, because sitting is a new smoking. It's not healthy. It's not healthy for your body, but it's also not healthy for mind. So you need to focus.
Treadmills instead of chairs.
Ah, for instance, no. Let them stand. Let them walk. Let them. Last year I had the opportunity to give a trend talk in Johannesburg, and the audience, I loved them. It was a bit weird in the beginning, but it was wonderful experience. They sometimes they just stood up and they start yelling, and I was like, "What do I do with it?" Like, "Hell yeah!" Like, okay, thank you. But then there were people standing up and start dancing when I was showing a movie. Like it. We're Belgians. We're never gonna do that.
No way.
But this is a wonderful vibe, because they listened to me for 2 hours. Insane. But it was no problem, because they were moving, they were dancing, they were yelling. It was such a wonderful experience for them, but definitely for me as a speaker. And in Belgium, you have as a speaker.
Yeah.
I don't like to speak after lunch. Like I don't do it. Like it's because we drink red wine and like.
Is it only in Belgium? Because it's travel really all over the world.
It's really typically for Belgium. Yeah, it definitely red wine. The impact of red wine, it's terrible. Don't give people red wine during lunch. Don't do that. It's not a good idea. By the way, something completely different. Alcohol is also an interesting topic. For events, because first, sobering is getting bigger and bigger.
What do you mean with sobering?
Not drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
And we're both Belgians. We can't imagine a bar without beer, but it's coming. There are coming to be more and more bars, restaurants with 100 difference of waters instead of 100 different of wines. And I think when you look to a younger audience, not 40 plus, but 35 and younger, you see that during the week, when they still need to go home with their car, that they're not drinking, but not drinking at all. So I think at events, we really need to think about what will we give them. And it shouldn't be only water and some juices. Like be adventurous, like give them really beautiful, great looking, great tasteful mocktails or water with different aromas. You can do research on the impact of the different aromas to your mindset. We can influence people to be more concentrated or to be more flexible through just water. It's wonderful. So I think we need to know that people will have difficulties with alcohol, and we should think about alternatives. And I hope those alternatives will be better than only, some cola or some juice.
Okay, for people who want to know more about this subject, you did write a trend report.
Yes.
On the topic.
Yeah, we have a trend report. It's a research on young consumers, young families, and we hope to capture the vibe for the next 5 to 10 years so we can give people the time to actually innovate. It's a big book. We're really, really proud of it, not only about the concept, but also about the design. And we hope to inspire people, and so that next time we see each other, that we can say, look, there are a lot of alternatives to alcohol, and look, there's people moving and dancing, and we get craftific instead of baristas and coffee makers.
And where can we order it?
Just on our website, drentools.com.
Okay, Tom, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Kev.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.